Hi, welcome back to Joe Blogs. This video is the next in a series looking at the financial implications of Russia's invasion of Ukraine on the global economy. And in today's episode, I want to talk about interest rates and the associated inflation. Inflation was an issue that was already top of the agenda for a lot of countries at the start of 2022. As we came out of the COVID-19 lockdowns and everybody started spending money, we saw a surge in demand. And because demand exceeded supply for a lot of different products, we saw prices rising. And governments all across the world were trying to tackle that rising inflation. And there was a real balancing act between letting the economies grow, letting everybody get back to normal, and making sure that things didn't get out of control. So tackling inflation in 2022 was a key target for a lot of countries. But unfortunately, as soon as Russia invaded Ukraine, we saw the price of fuel and food and other commodities go through the roof. And that meant that inflation was driven up further. So it's become a really big problem over the course of the last 7 or 8 months. And what we've seen as a direct result of the rising inflation is that central banks have been hiking interest rates. Because when you raise rates, it increases the cost of borrowing. It will cost more on a monthly basis. People and companies will have less disposable income. Therefore, demand should go down. And as demand goes down, that should also mean that prices start to come back down as well. So that's the traditional theory. And that's what most governments around the world are following right now. Now, one of the objectives for this channel is to try to translate what's going on in the global economy to your individual household budget. And interest rates, the cost of living, and the price of things on the shelves are really good ways of benchmarking exactly what the impact has been. And unfortunately, what we're seeing right now for most people around the world is a combination of increased debt costs and also increased prices. So that means you're being hit on both sides. You're having to pay more each month for all of your debt, but you're also having to pay more for all of the products. So the rises in interest rates that we've seen over the last 6 months or so haven't solved the problems with regards to inflation yet. And over the course of the last week or so, we've seen some really big interest rate movements. So in today's video, I'm going to look at what's been going on specifically in the USA, the UK, Canada, and Australia. But then what I'd also like to do is have a look at what's going on in Russia, because the Russian situation just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So I'll look at the key fundamentals for the four countries I just mentioned and compare them to what's going on in Russia. And when you do a like-for-like comparison, it looks really confusing because Russia isn't following traditional economic theory. And the only other country in the world that isn't following that same theory is Turkey. And if you follow the channel, I'm sure you'll be aware that Turkey have been lowering their interest rates and they've now got record high inflation. It's above 85% inflation. So that means prices are rising 85% year on year. And I can tell you that wages are not increasing anywhere near that level in Turkey. So that means that the cost of living is going up dramatically. That's had an impact on the value of the currency. And that's causing major problems because Turkey is a net importer. So we'll take a specific look at the situation in Russia and try to bottom out exactly what's going on. And then finally today, I'll wrap up with my summary as to what I think the implications of the recent interest rate rises are for the global economy. What's likely to happen over the next 3 to 6 months? And spoiler alert once more, unfortunately, there are more interest rate rises coming. So if you've got debt, if you're refinancing your mortgage, or you're thinking about moving home and all of those things, you need to start thinking about what's happening with interest rates, what the impact might be on your life, and what you need to do in terms of timing of your decisions. So before we get into all of that, if I could ask you to give me a thumbs up at some point during this video, if you're enjoying the content, please subscribe if you haven't done so already. I recently went through 200,000 subscribers, so thank you so much to everybody that has subscribed. Really appreciate that. But the next target now is to get to 250,000, 250,000. So if you could help me, that would be fantastic. Don't forget, I always include chapters in these videos. So if you don't have time to watch the whole thing, you can pick and choose what you'd like to see. And if you'd like to support the channel, please have a look below where you'll find links to YouTube Super Thanks and membership, as well as Buy Me a Coffee, Patreon, and Amazon shopping links. And once again, I'd like to say thank you so much to everybody that supported the channel. I really appreciate it. The USA recently announced another 75 basis point increase in interest rates, which is the fourth consecutive jumbo rise that we've seen in recent months. If you look at this chart, it shows the movement in interest rates over the last 12 months. And you can see that this time last year, the official rate of interest was 0.1%. It was the lowest level ever, and it was the best time to borrow money. And lots of people took on lots of debt. There was lots of activity in the property market. People were paying record prices, buying houses unseen, sealed bids, really crazy stuff going on. But unfortunately, the cheap cost of borrowing led to an explosion in demand, and we started to see inflation taking off. And by the end of February 2022, inflation had hit 7.9% in the USA. Russia's invasion of Ukraine started on the 24th of February, and that drove prices up further. And we saw inflation rise above 8% in March, April, and May, and then rose above 9% in June. Now, the target rate of inflation that the Fed has set for the USA is 2%. So clearly these rates were significantly above that level, and that meant that the Fed had to step in and take some drastic action. And you can see that from March onwards, there have been a number of rate increases, and these increases are getting bigger and more frequent as inflation continues to hang around. Interest rates are now at 4%, which represents a 40 times increase from this time last year. But unfortunately, despite the rapid increases in interest rates that we've seen, we haven't seen a rapid reduction in inflation because inflationary pressure is still hanging around. Traditional theory says that when you increase interest rates, it reduces demand and therefore prices should also come back down. But one of the problems that we've got right now is that there are global pressures on prices. The war in Ukraine means that the price of energy products such as oil and gas, food and commodities are all much higher than they would be in normal circumstances. So the interest rate increases are not having the same impact that they would have if this war wasn't going on. Alongside the USA, the UK also introduced a 75 basis point increase in interest rates recently. And this was the largest single rise that's been seen in the country since the 1980s. And interest rates at 3% are now at their highest level since the global financial crisis in 2008. This chart shows interest rates in the UK over the last 12 months, and it shows that this time last year, interest rates were at 0.1%. However, since December, there have been 8 individual increases to take that rate up to 3%. And this table shows what's been happening to inflation over that same period. The target rate of inflation in the UK is 2%, exactly the same as the USA. And in January 2022, inflation was at 5.5%. So it was a key target to bring that rate down. However, since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, inflation has spiraled in the UK. And over the past few months, inflation has risen above 10%. So that's 5 times higher than the target rate. Now, alongside the interest rate announcement, the Bank of England that controls all of the monetary policy in the UK has announced that the UK is now facing a recession of around 2 years in length, which would be the biggest slump in the UK's history. But unfortunately, at the same time, they've also stated that the target 2% inflation rate remains their key focus. So what that tells us is that interest rates are going to increase further over the next few months. Inflation in the UK is still above 10%, and the interest rate rises that have been brought in will take time to take effect. But unfortunately for consumers, the Bank of England has laser vision on that rate of inflation. So it's highly likely that further interest rate rises will be introduced over the next 3 to 6 months, and rates could easily top 5% as we go into 2023. The official rate of interest in Canada was recently increased by 50 basis points, which was actually a surprise to the markets because everybody was expecting a 75 basis point increase. And what that means is that it's likely that there will be further increases coming over the next few months. This chart shows interest rates over the last 12 months and is very similar to what we've seen for the UK and the USA. We've seen 6 consecutive interest rate rises in Canada. And the official rate of interest is now 3.75%, which is above the 3% in the UK, but slightly below the 4% in the USA. And this chart shows the movement in inflation over the last 12 months, which again is a very similar pattern. At the start of 2022, inflation was sitting at around 5% compared with the target rate of 2%. After Russia's invasion of Ukraine, inflation took off and rose above 8% in June. And although Canada has seen a reduction in inflation, it's now sticking at around 7%, which is still far too high from the government's perspective. And so further rate rises are likely to come through. Now, Australia is slightly different to the rest of the world in terms of its reporting policies and only publishes an official rate of inflation every quarter, so every 3 months. And this chart shows the movement in inflation rates over the last 3 years. So you can see that at the start of 2022, the official rate of inflation was sitting at 3.5%, which is above the target range of between 2% and 3%. But after Russia's invasion of Ukraine, inflation has taken off and has increased every single quarter to 5%, 6% and 7%. Now, if we look at what's been going on with regards to interest rates, there has been a steady increase. There have been 7 consecutive interest rate rises in Australia. And the most recent was 25 basis points, which takes the official rate of borrowing to 2.85%. But if we jump back to what's going on with inflation, and the latest figure here is for the quarter ended September, you can see that those interest rate rises haven't really had the desired effect. In fact, inflation is rising every single quarter. So it's very likely that Australia will continue its policy of increasing interest rates, and it may very well start to increase the amount of those increases. So rather than 25 basis points, it could be 50 or 75 basis points that we've seen in other countries. So what we've seen so far in this video is very consistent. Throughout the whole of 2022, we have seen rising inflation in the USA, the UK, Canada, and Australia. They are 4 of the biggest economies in the world. And in order to tackle that rising inflation, the central banks in all of those countries have been consistently raising interest rates, but unfortunately it hasn't had the desired effect yet. So it's likely that we're going to see more and more interest rate rises until we get to the point where inflation is back under control. But the overriding takeaway here is that inflation is too high in all of these economies, and the only way to get it back under control is to increase interest rates. And the reason that I wanted to go through those 4 economies specifically is to give you a better understanding as to how things are working, and then to have a look at what's going on in Russia. Because as I mentioned at the start of the video, what's going on in Russia right now doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. This chart shows the official rate of inflation in Russia between October 21 and February 22. And just as a reminder, the invasion started on the 24th of February. And so the vast majority of the figures of February are actually pre-invasion. And you can see that over that 5-month period, inflation was rising in Russia. So Russia needed to do something to bring inflation down. And if we have a look at what happened to interest rates over that same period, you can see that in October, the official rate of interest was 7.5%. However, in order to try to bring inflation back down, the official rate of interest was increased at the end of 2021 above 8%. If we now look at what happened in the first 2 months after the invasion started, inflation increased to 16.7% in March and rose again in April to almost 18%. Which means that inflation almost doubled in a 2-month period. Now, if we have a look at the central bank's reaction to that, you can see that interest rates were initially increased to 9.5%, and then there was a massive increase to 20%. And the main reason that Russia was doing this was to bring inflation back down. It's the traditional theory: when inflation rises, you increase interest rates, it reduces spending, it reduces demand, and therefore prices go back down and inflation falls. If we now look at what's happened over the last 5 months, you can see that inflation has started to come down. So it dropped to 17% in May, 16% in June, 15% in July, 14% in August, and it's remained at around that level in September. So in terms of the trend, it is going in the right direction. But when you look at the absolute level of inflation, 14% is still off the scale. If you compare that to the situation this time last year in Russia, when inflation was at 8%, it represents an increase of around 75% compared with that level. And as we've just discussed, the Russian central bank considered 8% to be unacceptable. It was increasing interest rates at that time to try to bring the rate back down to around 4 or 5%. And if we compare the current rate of inflation in Russia of 14% with the 4 countries that we've just looked at, inflation in the UK is currently 10%, in the USA it's 8%, and in Australia and Canada, it's 7%. So the official rate of inflation in all 4 of those countries is significantly lower than it is in Russia. And in fact, in Canada and Australia, it is half of what it is in Russia. But because the rate is still above the target level for all of those countries, they are aggressively increasing their interest rates. We've seen 75 basis point increases in the UK and the USA over the last few weeks. But this chart shows what's happened to interest rates in Russia over the last 6 months. And you can see that there has been a dramatic fall in interest rates. So the Central Bank of Russia have slashed interest rates from the 20% that they brought in immediately after the invasion to the current level of 7.5%. And that just simply doesn't make any sense because the official rate of inflation in Russia is currently 14%. And as I've discussed a million times on the channel, if you've got a high rate of inflation that is higher than your target, the main way of addressing that is to increase interest rates. If you embark on a policy of reducing your interest rates, then that is likely to stimulate demand and will start pushing prices up. And that's exactly what we've seen in Turkey. Turkey has reduced its interest rate recently on 3 consecutive occasions, and inflation is now at 85%. So I wanted to go through all of this data in today's video on a granular basis to show you exactly what's going on in 4 other countries and what the mechanism is to try to address that. And then to have a look at what's going on in Russia and compare that to the only other country in the world that's following the same policy right now, which is Turkey. And my overall summary of the statistics that we've got is that they just don't make sense. If Russia is reducing its interest rates, that should be leading to higher inflation. That's exactly what we've seen in Turkey. But Russia is reporting that inflation is coming down, albeit very slowly. So it's still at 14%, which is a hugely unacceptable rate of inflation for any country in the world. So it doesn't really make any sense that the Russian central bank is sitting back thinking, job done. We don't need to move interest rates anymore because we've hit 14% inflation. That's still off the scale. But when you take a step back and look at a reduction in interest rates from 20% to 7.5% over a short space of time, inflation should certainly have been going up. And that's not what the figures are telling me. And that makes me question whether or not these figures are correct and accurate, because it just doesn't seem to stack up. If you're lowering interest rates aggressively, it's likely to lead to an increase in prices, not a reduction in prices. So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, I wanted to give you an update on what's going on with regards to interest rates, because I think this is the single biggest issue that affects everybody's lives all around the world. Because most people have debt, whether it just be a mortgage for the purchase of your home, or a car loan, or personal loan, or credit card borrowing, or whatever it might be. And as we see interest rates rising, that means that the cost of borrowing is going up. Now, you might be protected for a short space of time. You might have a fixed rate mortgage. Anybody that took out a 30-year mortgage over the last couple of years is sitting in a very nice position, because we are unlikely to see rates ever getting back down to those levels. But for the rest of us who have either short-term fixes or no fix at all, if you've got a floating rate, those movements in interest rates are going to affect you. And we're seeing on a daily basis stories of people whose payments are increasing massively. 50% increases, 70% increases, 100% increases in some situations. And most people just simply can't afford that sort of movement. And what we've seen over the last couple of years is that during the COVID lockdowns, there was a big movement for people to buy property. And a lot of people really stretched themselves to the limit. They borrowed the absolute maximum. And they didn't leave any headroom in their household budgets. And those people are going to really suffer when the rate rises feed through. But unfortunately, what's going to happen in terms of the markets is that it's going to lead to a cooling down. So the property market has been buoyant all around the world over the last few years, particularly driven by low cost debt, because you could borrow more money. As the situation changes and the cost of borrowing rises, it means that new entrants coming into the market can borrow less, and therefore they'll be able to pay less for those properties. And that means that it's likely that we'll see the market cooling down, possibly even going into a decline. So we're already hearing stories that the UK property market has fallen, the US property market is falling, and it's likely that we may see that trend all across the globe. We might see property prices coming down significantly over the next 6 to 12 months. But looking at things from a bigger picture perspective, the impact of an increase in interest rates is that it's likely to slow down growth in an economy, because people have less money, therefore they'll spend less. Companies have less money because they're having to pay more for their debt, and so they can't invest and grow at the same rate. And consumers are encouraged to save more because interest rates are rising, therefore leaving your money in the bank means you're getting a return on it. So you're less likely to invest it, you're less likely to spend it. So overall, an increase in interest rates is likely to lead to a contraction in an economy, and that means that globally it's going to speed up the slowdown. And we're already sitting on the verge of a global recession. I mentioned it earlier earlier in the video, the UK has confirmed that they're definitely going into recession, and it's likely to be deep and long. It's estimated to last around 2 years, and we may well hear that same story from lots of other economies all across the globe. So the continued rise in interest rates is accelerating the slowdown and the likelihood of a global recession. And at the same time, unfortunately, we've still got high prices, we've still got high inflation. So that's a really wicked combination, because people will have less money, but things will still be very expensive. So that means that the cost of living goes up, and that means that you'll have less money in your pocket and be able to buy less things. Now, as I mentioned at the start of the video, inflation was a problem at the start of 2022. It was the number one topic for a lot of countries. But what's happened with regards to Russia's invasion of Ukraine has made the situation a whole lot worse. Without that happening, it may have been possible for economies to get control of inflation and to be able to manage this in a nice, orderly fashion. But the massive increase in food and fuel and commodity prices that we saw at the start of 2022 caused inflation to take off and meant that all of the central banks then had to start making bigger increases in interest rates, and that's having a bigger impact. So the situation in Ukraine made it unmanageable for most of the central banks, and we're now in a complete state of turmoil, and it's very difficult to be able to claw it back without hitting a deep recession. So that's obviously really bad news from the global economic perspective. But in terms of what's going on in Russia, as I mentioned earlier in the video, I can't make head nor tail of it. It doesn't make sense. And the fundamental issue for me is that it looks like those numbers are not accurate. Because if you're reducing your interest rates from 20% to 7.5% over a short space of time, you should definitely be seeing inflation going up. That's exactly what we've seen happening in Turkey. There is absolutely no evidence to prove that the counterintuitive way of addressing inflation, of lowering interest rates, works. And actually, if you look at what was happening in Russia prior to the war, they were actually increasing their interest rates to try and bring inflation down from what was seen to be a high level of 8% at that time. They're now at 14%, and they're not doing anything with interest rates. And when you look at that from an economic perspective, it doesn't make any sense. There's no consistency of policy there. I totally agreed with the Russian central bank when they increased interest rates to 20% at the start of the war, because they needed to keep control of prices. But I don't understand why they've reduced it back down to 7.5%, which is actually lower than it was before the war started, which seems insane. And the official month-on-month reduction in inflation figures that we've seen over the last few months just doesn't feel right. So hopefully you've enjoyed today's video, you found it interesting, informative and thought-provoking. If you've liked what I've said, please give me a thumbs up, and don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already.